I know your wife, the First Lady, former First Lady George Ann, and you are both very dedicated to the outdoors and the nature that we enjoy here in Missouri. Tell me a little bit about what you're most proud of in your work toward that.
Well, first of all, we're very proud, and thank you for noting both of us, because George Ann is she likes to get out too, and we're out in it. We just believe in it, and we think it's good for folks too. I'm really proud of the legacy we left there. I mean, clearly on the park side, used those additional resources we had through that Sarco settlement to expand the footprint, improved some really good parks, got new parks, and all the way along that, we also spent $69 million to take care of the parks we have. We also invented the State Park Youth Corps, which brought kids from the inner city. That was almost 400,000 hours of time spent on the parks, not through parks money, but through others. So when folks say you got to take care of the parks, how about 400,000 hours of kids working out there? That helped a little bit, helped a lot, and plus it's changed their lives. Really proud we were best trail state, and the 100-mile challenge, getting all those people out there hiking and stuff was just kind of fun. So that part is good. Hopefully I'll have a little more time to fish and hunt now that I'm not governor. I mean, I did it some when I was governor, but not nearly as much as I would like to. Hopefully I'll start fishing a little bit more lately. George Ann and I still hike every day in some form, and get out in that sense. And then you look at the conservation side. I think in the long run, I'm really proud that Sarah was able to get to the first female director of conservation, especially one of my hunting buddies, is great. I mean, she's really good, and you know, from Gainesville, Missouri. And I think it's just a good glass ceiling to bust, you know, it just is. And she's a real good outdoors person and whatnot. So I think that's a legacy piece that'll last for a while. I'm a big Sarah Parker Pauley fan. Obviously, I had her in my cabinet before that. I also think the reintroduction of elk is going to be fun long range. That was something we tried to do in the state 15 or 20 years ago, couldn't get it done. And I was able to bring all that sort of stuff together and get that accomplished. And it's going to be a good thing long run. And I also think the water's cleaner and the air's cleaner. I mean, the stuff we did in the Year of the Water to provide all those engineering grants to small cities across the state so that they could go out and get clean water funds through the federal government and whatnot is going to keep the waters clean. I watched pretty carefully to make sure the air was cleaner and the water was cleaner without being a tailpipe sniffer or whatever. But I think on all those fronts, to get the Katy Trail all the way across the state, get the Rock Island Trail back way the other side, I mean, it's – to be able to have that Katy Trail all the way across the state is great, and get that project done on the Rock Island side to Kansas City. I saw something in the press yesterday that Kansas City's getting their piece. I knew all we had to do, if somebody said, because we go to Pleasant Hill, and somebody said, well, how are you going to get it all the way to the plaza where the trail could go to for the local part? And I said, well, that's really easy. When you're governor, all you do is you go over to Kansas City and you say, hey, St. Louis did it, and the Kansas City people will take care of it, and they have. There was that thing yesterday about what they're doing to get the rest of that route cleared out. So on all the outdoor stuff, hopefully people saw that we were having fun doing it too.